BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Someone apart from Chris also makes the train journey more enjoyable with the music of Busted. Real or no real with our amazing listener, Steph. And we have a brand new game called Elevator Pitch, where the fired candidate from The Apprentice gets one last chance.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Happy Friday. Happy New Music Friday, in fact.
And many more.
I've got new Bruno Mars in a minute. Also, you know, The Apprentice is now, well, it's moved nights, hasn't it? It's now on Thursday night and not Wednesday.
Mm.
I remember Greg used to have the people that had been fired in on his show. Well, they, of course, would now come in on a Friday. And Greg's got the official chart to do on a Friday now. So he's handing the baton over to us.
Which is great, because, you know, for years now, I've watched as the fired candidate sort of shuffles past the window here. And it really annoys me because Greg often doesn't give me warning with it.
Yeah.
And then I'll see them.
You haven't watched it yet.
Plot spoiler. Well, annoying.
I'm not going to tell you who it was last night in case you haven't seen it yet. And I'll do plot spoilers throughout. But I've got a new idea I want to try with the fired person from The Apprentice, and that'll be after 3 o'clock today. I think you're going to enjoy it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Bruno, yes. 24 Karat Magic on BBC Radio 1, brand new Bruno Mars on New Music Friday.
I love it. Imagine driving around to that.
Imagine going to a wedding with that.
Window down. Oh. That's harsh,
no,
because you know
no,
that should
great.
Be a compliment.
It is a compliment. If it gets played at weddings for years, like Uptown Funk does, ka-ching.
Do you know what? He saw a bit of that with Marry You, saw the money come in on that, and then went for Uptown Funk and then this. He knows what he's doing.
He's so good. Bruno Mars.
It's such a tune. I want us to work out the dance move to it. Feels like
it's
something we can do.
Are we going to be on the floor or standing?
Maybe a bit of both.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on the show, what a wet one on Pointless Innuendo Bingo with Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman. So wet. I love those guys. Now let's go back to the Paralympics on Channel 4. I've got to be honest, I've not been that interested in Team GB cycling before. Until I heard that this is someone's actual job.
There is no such thing as an individual sport anymore in British sport, and that's why we are doing so well at swimming, we're doing so well at cycling, because every team is a team sport, whether it's the person on the bike or it's the person who oils the cogs.
Who was that shrieking? Was that Alexander?
They're so funny. We love those guys.
You can see the entire thing right now on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Just weird seeing them get wet.
Mm.
It's quite odd. Alexander Armstrong, huge talent and fantastic singing voice. Did you know that?
He releases really albums around about Christmas time,
yeah,
doesn't he?
He can really sing. Richard Osman, huge talent. And as Greg James pointed out yesterday, massive hands. He's got the whole world in them. Literally.
Literally has on the book, like, actually. Book cover.
Huge hands.
He's got the whole world.
This is on.
Richard Osman,
you've got
the whole world in your hands.
They are massive hands.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Very familiar sound, that, isn't it? The Matrix and Future Bound sound, we call it.
But there's a fan pleaser then, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you can always tell it's them.
Mm.
That's Fire, Matrix and Future Bound, Max Marshall. Brand new music on New Music Friday from BBC Radio 1. Every time someone mentions Magnetic Eyes, it still makes me think of Ozil during the Euros. Thank you, Scott and Chris.
Mm.
That was his song, wasn't it, Ozil?
Yeah.
Magnetic Eyes.
It's great, though, that you learn footballers' names, even if it is because of their eyes. It's great to hear you speaking about Ozil.
See, I now know who that is.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, learning through the song, and because I know it was always him with magnetic
yeah.
eyes, at least I'm learning, you know?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
You're right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. You're a massive fan of Busted, right?
I am. Die hard Busted and McFly fan.
When was the last time you saw them?
I went to the McBusted tour in like Hyde Park. I couldn't get a ticket if I worked at the bar just to be close to them.
I love that.
That's so good.
You got a bar job because you couldn't get a ticket just so you could see them.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Who's your favourite member?
Probably Charlie, because his eyebrows are unbelievably defined.
They are good, aren't they?
It's always Charlie.
They're good.
Do you know what? As well, like a few years on, they're still really good. I saw them with my own eyes last week. Fantastic.
Really, I need to have a look. Haven't seen them for a while.
By the way, you're from Pinner, aren't you?
I am.
Like
Whoa.
Chris. I know. Pinner High Street is where I live.
You live on Pinner High Street? That's quite cool.
At the top of Pinner High Street.
Someone's doing well for themselves.
You're doing well. You must be dead hype for Pinner Pantomime Evening coming up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're planning on going. I'm very excited.
100%.
What happens again?
So the Christmas lights get turned on. There's like loads of rides and stuff like that. Morris dancers.
Oh,
awesome.
Wow.
You have to love the Morris dancers in Pinner.
So have you been trying to time your train exits with Busted songs as well?
Yeah, so I heard that you did it on the radio and it absolutely made me crack up.
Yeah, it was good actually. Do you remember this from last week with Busted?
You're on the train.
I'm on the train.
Okay. Yep. What's happening now?
All right, so the train is slowing down as it gets into Pinner Station.
Right. I know Pinner Station.
Yeah. At this point, it's tricky because you need to be at one with the driver as you do this.
Okay.
I'm stood up.
You stood up. Got your bag.
The door's open now, and I walk through.
It just makes everything a bit more epic.
It does.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, Zoe, did you do this too? You were on the train, right?
So I was on the train from Pinner going on my way to a job interview, and Busted came on my sus, and I was like, right, let's do this, give it a go, see if it pumped me up my day. Timed it to perfection, got a seat on the Jubilee line, and my interview went really well. And I'm thinking it's to do with the setup.
I think I know what you've done there as well. You've crossed over on the platform to the other train, right, which is even more epic. So she's had to go from one train to the other as it's pulling into the platform, Scott, which makes this doubly impressive.
Okay. What was the track?
I did it to Air Hostess.
Oh, one of the best.
Oh, did you?
Big drop.
See,
Big drop.
I always go for Sleeping with the Lights On. And when I said this in the studio, although they laughed, I did think they thought I was massively weird for doing this. I'm really, really pleased that you do this.
It's not just you.
No, I didn't. I haven't done it before. I did it because like you inspired me.
So you got the idea from us.
Yeah, I can up my commute. I can bring it to the next level.
I love this. All right, so if I just play in the track now, can you tell me exactly what was going on at the time?
Yeah, I'll talk you through it.
Okay, talk me through it. Okay, so what's happening now?
Okay, so filling in. The train's coming in, getting to the door, getting ready to go.
Okay. And...
let's go!
And you're off!
Off the train.
Yes!
Oh, that is good. I still don't think it's as good as Sleeping with the Lights On, but it does work.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bit more upbeat. I needed a lot of energy that day. I had an interview, had to get on the train. I got a seat, which never happens. I'm thinking it's a good omen.
Good. Are you going to try it with other songs?
Other Busted songs, yeah, but I don't think I can move away from them for it.
Yeah, I like the idea that this opening doors thing only happens with Busted songs. Because I've previously done it with Chasing Cars. You know the bit where it really kicks in and Chasing Cars?
Yeah, that's good as
I've
well.
I've done it with that before, but no, Busted's
nice.
Way better.
Zoe, I'm glad we've made your commute a bit better.
Thanks. Oh, I forgot to tell you something.
Okay.
So my sister is a Busted fan, but she moved to California and she listens to Scott Mills every day on the podcast.
Does she?
And on that day, I was like, Emily, today's a good one. Busted it on. I said, get ready for it. Don't miss it. So she watched it. Then we talked about it. And she's going to listen, but she's 8 hours behind.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell her and she's going to hear me on it.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Brilliant idea. Because, she'll get the podcast. Yeah. It'll be later. Yeah. Brilliant.
She listens every day, so...
she's going to be so surprised. Hi, Emily. I love that. Good to speak to you. Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
She's got enough reasons for leaving, fam. Lady Gaga, Million Reasons on BBC Radio 1.
What do you reckon then?
It's called A Million Reasons for that, I'm sure. Definitely called that.
Your views?
I
don't say different.
It really highlights how good her voice is.
Mm.
It does.
That's true. But do you get what I'm saying?
Incredible
like,
voice. You forget that she's got such an amazing voice.
No, she has, and it is an amazing song. I just would love to hear more of the...
You want, because you're a pop queen, you want, I'm on the edge of glory.
Yeah, I guess I am.
That's what you want.
I guess I am. That's what I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear the big artists doing what they have traditionally done best.
You want, don't be a drag, just be a queen. That's what you want.
I kind of, I'd like to hear it out and about.
Yeah. That's Lady Gaga, co-written and produced by Mark Ronson. Someone just tweeted me going, oh, this isn't Mark Ronson. No, hun. Co-written and produced by Mark Ronson. Million Reasons on New Music Friday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really enjoyed last night, by the way. We went for a quick drink.
Oh, yeah?
I really enjoyed you chatting up the bar staff.
I wasn't chatting up the bar staff. Was I?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't realise when I'm chatting people up.
It was such a strange moment. You handed over some money to pay for the drinks. And the line you used was... And you said it like this. This is what I didn't like about it, was the way you used this word. You said, will you accept my dirty tenner?
It was so dirty.
It was a dirty tenner.
And I just literally got it from the cash point just then. And a nice Australian bar lady was like, where'd you get this from? And I'm like, literally just from the cash point down there. I normally wouldn't accept it, but I will, but I just don't want to touch it. And then she puts her sleeve over her hand to protect her from... touching my dirty tenner.
It was gross. And then she said, where have you been keeping this?
I know. I don't know what she meant by that.
Well, we all know what she meant by that. But also, what I would like to know is, how did your tenner get so dirty?
I don't know. Like I said, I'd literally got it from the cash point about 5 minutes before. Will he accept my dirty tenner? Then when I went back, she was like, I hope the notes are less dirty this time. And I was like, yeah.
It was such a strange moment in the pub.
Mm.
Weird. It was the way you said dirty that I didn't like. Dirty. Do you want my dirty tenner? Well, why did you say it like that?
Do you know what, though? She took it.
She did. To be fair, she
put
did.
It in the till. Got rid of it. Which was what I was after in the first place. So it worked. So then,
laundering your money.
Yeah. Of course, if it was a £5, it would be fine because the new ones are machine washable.
Aren't they like indestructible? I know every radio station's done this, like testing the fiver, like spilling stuff on it.
I'm sure they have.
I don't understand. Is it completely proof of everything?
I don't know. And they've probably
like
done it
everything.
On, they've done it on every like Heart Morning show by now.
Yeah. Is that what
let's
you would
if,
do?
Let's see if it's indestructible.
Well, is that why the tenner was so dirty? Were you? Did you think it was the £10? you were experimenting in your own time?
Absolutely not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's bring out the bangers.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't like these kind of situations because I've already lost this week. So you're proper gloating. This is more like a victory lap for you.
Yeah,
if
it really
you
is.
Win.
Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing at the moment?
Rolling up a bit of grass with some silage.
Okay, good. Young farmer, then.
Well, yeah.
And what's your plans tonight? There's some kind of a young farmer party going on, right?
Yeah, there is. Near Malpas, near Whitchurch.
Okay. I'm doing the farmers tonight as well at Harper Adams. That'll be good.
I'm gutted I'm not going to that, Scott, by the way.
Oh, we love Harper Adams, don't we?
Really not invited. Yeah, a year ago since we were there, of course, with the student tour. Good times.
You did summer ball at Cheshire Summer Ball, didn't you, for young farmers?
Yes, we did as well. Yeah. Absolutely. God, that was a year ago. We took Ed Sheeran to the Agricultural College in Newport. All right, so this is what I've got for you today, Sam. Calvin Harris. Florence, Sweet Nothing. Why are you screwing your face up, Chris?
Good song. Annoys me when you pick good songs.
Yeah, I've had a bit of a revival this week.
I used to pick all the Calvin Harris songs on bangers. I must not have done this one yet.
Yeah, I think you missed this one out.
All right, Sam, you can have that. Or
do you still think I'm seeing someone from the music team?
You definitely are. There's been a change. So I can only put that down to you seeing someone from the music team. I'm going to go... I'm going to offer you this one, Sam.
Johnny. La gente está muy loca.
Yes. What the?
Sack Noel. Loca people.
Ooh, I've heard that one in a while.
Yeah, nice. It's a sausage, this one.
Hey,
told my friend Johnny, and I said
to him, careful.
When I came to Spain, and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the...
Good Friday songs.
That's a good choice. That is a very good choice.
What are you going to do?
Well, that is quite a decision.
Sound like a horse.
I'm not going to lie to you there.
Horse noise.
It is Friday.
It is.
And you've got to think of everyone else out there as well, haven't you?
You've got to think of the listeners. That's what you've got to think of, Sam. Yeah, not just you rolling up the grass there.
That's what we're constantly thinking here.
Always
that written on the
about
walls.
Well, I think young farmers tonight. Well, if my boss asks, I'm not going. But
right, it's kind of awkward. It's just been on Radio 1, but yeah.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, it has everywhere.
No, oh heck.
I know.
We'll go for Chris, I think.
Oh,
good man.
All right. All night.
Fair play.
All day. All night. All day. All night. All night. What the.
Sack Noel, Loca People, pulled that out of nowhere, didn't you?
Best
sausage.
Name ever. Sack Noel, 3-2.
I couldn't even count the times, Chris, that I've been swaying gently in Cocktails and Dreams in Zante to that track.
Yeah, really?
Only swaying, not because of the song, because I've had like, what was like?
Yeah, couple. You know,
yeah. What was it, like 5 shots for a euro or something?
People are really mixed on this one, actually. I thought it was a good song. A few people saying, nah, that's not a banger. I think it is. Look at this one from Jay. Chris, you've had a mare of a week. Go away and think about it over the weekend. People getting really kind of teachery and angry.
I like it that because you were clearly on a losing streak, you just went straight to European pop.
I did, yeah.
A song more European than Europe itself. In a couple of years, are we not going to be able to listen to songs like that anymore?
I don't know.
Brexit means Brexit. Local people, off.
I don't know what the rules are.
No more European pop. I really hope not. Anyway, I win the week. Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Big week on the show this week. You can find it all on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. It's all our best bits without the music, and it's on the Radio 1 website, and it's free. So if you miss any of the show, you can always just catch up. One Extra's Yasmin Evans joined us on Tuesday to tell us about One Extra Live in Liverpool this weekend. Oh, by the way, Damian Marley is now not going to be able to join us in Liverpool tomorrow due to Hurricane Matthew in America, not able to fly to the UK. But it's going to be a massive party tomorrow night, One Extra from 7 p.m. and on Radio 1 as well. Yasmin jumped into that wet seat for a very silly game of innuendo bingo and at times absolutely lost it. This presenter's name set us all right off for some reason.
Okay.
Finally, we're going over to Georgie Spanswick on... Also on Tuesday, we discovered that Loughborough Student Union has made a welcome song to the tune of Fives, Keep On Moving. Oh, God. Now, I want to get to the bit which I've just been told about, which is this next guy who really wants to be the best singer on the track. And even gets a little bit of extra production. He gets a bit of echo. Now, who's this guy?
This was his education officer. Okay. He co-wrote the song. He wrote most of it.
Oh, is that so why he gets the extra echo?
Yeah, he gets the good bits.
Okay, here we go.
With student voice, we can make it okay. First in the Times Higher Education Survey.
Yes, he's got an echo.
Like a reverb.
Following that, Teesside Uni got in touch and tweeted us their version of Cheap Thrills by Sia. There's too many words jammed in, I feel.
Yeah, almost too many messages going on. Like when they tried to plug for the loyalty card.
I don't need much money as long as I've got a loyalty card.
I think so, yeah.
You're going there tonight.
I am. I'm DJing Teesside Uni tonight. I think we were kind about it, though. It's all good.
On Wednesday, we heard from Heather from Manchester, who ended up working with her ex. I told her I'd also made the mistake of going out with a colleague myself.
Who was it then? Was it anyone would know?
Great question.
Anyone you'd know? Yes, I think you would, actually.
Yeah.
Would I?
Yeah.
Are you going to disclose it?
Absolutely not.
And that was the end of that. If you want any of that stuff and more, including Innuendo Bingo yesterday as well with the Pointless Boys, it is on the Radio 1 website. You can get it over the weekend, catch up, like Alice Levine does. You know that, don't you?
Mm.
But she's 2 years behind. So if you want to do it a little bit quicker than that, that would be excellent.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There is about to be a spoiler alert about The Apprentice. Please move away from the radio if you don't want to know. Greg James has handed over his apprentice baton to us because he's quite busy on a Friday doing the charts.
We will take it.
So last night it started on BBC One. The first person got fired. I'm about to tell you who that is. Wait. She left before it even got going for her, really. She went with her gut, but it just wasn't enough. Goodbye, Michelle. We didn't know you very long at all. One episode, in fact. Okay, so here's our new idea. Something we've come up with. It's called the elevator pitch.
That's one of my favourite things we've come up with for a while.
Yes. So, at the moment, Chris, Michelle, off of Who's Been Fired Last Night, is waiting for you in reception on the ground floor of this massive BBC building.
Mm.
You're down there, right?
Cool.
Here's what's going to happen. She's going to get one last chance to impress us, to redeem herself. She may have been fired by Law Sugar, but can she stand the elevator pitch? What's going to happen is you're going to get in a lift with her, and in the time it takes to go from the ground floor up to Radio 1, which is on the top floor, the eighth floor, she's got to impress me. If she doesn't, she's not coming into the studio for an interview. She's going straight back down in the lift, and we say goodbye to her again.
But if she does impress you, she comes to the studio, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sound like good?
It sounds awkward.
A little bit harsh, but I'm not going to be doing it. It's going to be you in the lift, so that's kind of easier for me. So, yeah, she has to impress me within eight floors. You start at the bottom, go up to the top. If it hasn't happened by the time you reach eight, I'm afraid she's going back down.
The harder you fall.
I mean, she'll still get the exit interview, but it will be from the lift, but not in the studio. She won't make it to here.
Fine.
Highlights of last night included Dylan.
I'm the business equivalent of a diamond. I can sparkle and light up a room, but if you're not careful, I could cut you.
And I also think we're going to really get to love to hate the Big K.
Karthik, is that the correct pronunciation?
Karthik, logically, yes.
And you like to be known as the Big K, is that
the
right?
The Big K for friends and fans, but you can call me K.
Okay.
If you like.
I might be calling this something else, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so something new we're doing with The Apprentice lot this year, which I'm very excited about. This is Elevator Pitch. Chris is downstairs with last night's fired apprentice candidate. If you don't want to know who it is, this is a plot spoiler. Move away from the radio now. I don't want to be accused of spoiling it for you if you've not seen it. We're about to tell you who it is. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you at the moment?
So I'm right downstairs in this massive building. Obviously, our studios are right at the top floor. I'm right at the bottom.
Okay, and you're next to a lift, right?
Yeah, I'm next to the lift, and I'm next to last night's fired apprentice candidate. Would you like to now know who it is?
Yes, please.
Fired apprentice candidate, reveal yourself.
It is Michelle Nizio.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely fine, Michelle. It's our pleasure. Listen, I've got a chance for you to do one last pitch today.
What's that, Scott?
Well, you know, Greg James normally has The Apprentice lot in, but I've kind of taken that over now, so I thought we'd do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
You're going to do me, Michelle, an elevator pitch.
Oh, my God. You know that I can't pitch to save my life, though, right?
Well, let's find out. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you and Chris in the lift in this massive BBC building on the ground floor, which is where you are now.
Yep.
If you can persuade me in the time it takes the lift to go from the ground floor to the top floor, where we are here at Radio 1, on the eighth floor, where Radio 1 is, you can come in and do a full exit interview here on Radio 1 in the studio.
Yay! Please don't fire me, Scott.
Your pitch really needs to change my views. If the pitch doesn't work, unfortunately, the studio will not be somewhere that you will be going.
Okay.
And we will respectfully and with regret ask you to make your way back down in the lift and out of the building again.
Okay.
You will not visit the studio. You'll just go straight home, and then we will wish you good day and good luck with the rest of your business endeavours.
No worries, I've got this.
You'll still get your exit interview, but it'll be as you're going back down in the lift.
Okay.
Michelle, I don't know whether you know this about me, but I love a bit of fake tan.
Okay.
I bloomin' love it. I hate being pale, me.
Okay.
Michelle, what you have to do in the time from the lift going from the ground floor to Radio 1 on the 8th floor is use your business acumen and powers of persuasion to make me never, ever use fake tan again.
Okay, let's do this.
Are you at the lift, Chris?
Yeah, I'm with Michelle right now. I mean, that is quite a pitch she's going to have to make, Scott. That's the pitch of her life, surely.
Yeah, but you've got ground floor to top floor in the lift to change my mind. If anyone else gets in the lift while you're pitching, Michelle, that's okay, because it buys you a bit more time to unsell it to me.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Right, we're pressing the button now. God, even I feel tense.
Yeah, and so you should.
Right, okay, are you ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
Lift's here, we're going in.
Okay, you're going up in the lift.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Here okay, we go. Scott, so your pearly white teeth would stand out a whole lot better with a natural tan rather than a fake tan. Fake tan just is streaky, gets all over your bed sheet, gets all over your towels. Think about the money that you'd save on not having to launder all those sheets and bed towels. And Scott, with those millions of pounds that you've got in the bank, use some of that money and go on a holiday and get a natural tan.
Michelle, you've had a right result here. We've stopped at the third floor, people getting on.
So, think about all the money you're going to save. We know how much you love your millions in the bank, Scott, and think how much that's going to be racking up and racking up and racking up, just not having to fork out all that money on fake tan. Your teeth will stand out so much better, Scott.
What result, man's getting off with his fish and chips on the fourth floor.
Result.
Quite a full lift, this one, Scott.
Okay.
Michelle, go for it.
Healthier for you, you know, think about all those chemicals that you're not putting into your bloodstream and on your body and sixth floor, what else can I, vitamin D from the sun, you know, vitamin D so much better for you, Scott. Just think about all the holidays. So you use fake tan, so you don't go on any holidays.
Well,
but think about all the holidays that you're going to get, you know, Barbados, the Caribbean, you know, Dominican Republic. Think of all the amazing places you'll see just by purely not using any fake tan.
We're at the 8th floor, Scott.
Wow.
Let's get off here, shall we? And
big pitch there, big pitch.
We're just off on the 8th floor. So we're currently on the 8th floor, Scott, still outside the lifts. I guess it's down to you now.
Michelle, I'm going to be honest with you, OK?
Yeah.
You're used to a bit of tough talking.
Yeah.
You lost me at having millions in the bank. Also, fake tanning is way safer than natural tanning. It's true. And
ow.
I have plenty of holidays, thanks, Michelle. Chris, send her back down.
Oh, no!
Oh, and I'm left to deal with this, am I? Right, sorry, Michelle, I'm going to have to press the button here.
Michelle, don't worry, you can still do the interview, we're just in the lift.
We're back in the lift, Scott, so am I sending her down to zero?
Yes, you are. I think, Michelle, you'll find that I've refired you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally have never been fired in my life, and I've been fired twice in the last couple of days.
Couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely mortifying. Thanks for that, Scott.
Level 6, you haven't got long.
How does it feel to be first out, Michelle?
I'm in total shock still, to be honest. I felt that Rebecca should have gone over me, but absolutely brilliant experience. Who do you think should have gone, Scott?
Well, I think it was a bit harsh because it was because you were
level
a bad
zero.
Pianist.
Sorry, Scott, I'm going to have to cut you there.
All right, thanks so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for firing me again.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Friday's Real or Lower is on with Steph. Hiya, Steph.
Hi, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm good. Not a lot. What's happening in your life?
Good question.
Just doing the radios.
Yeah.
Entertaining the nation.
Yeah.
That's good.
What's your weekend plan, Steph?
Do you know, I'm actually going to have a Halloween run through this weekend.
What are you on about?
I know it's a bit premature, but I'm quite excited about Halloween and I feel like I need a lot of time to prep. So I'm just going to have a little run through.
Well, like a dress rehearsal?
Yeah, dress rehearsal.
That's a really good idea.
Well, what do you mean? So you're basically having a Halloween party?
Well, there's going to be less alcohol, but I'm going to get all dressed up tomorrow in my Halloween outfit.
Just you, is it?
It just sounds really stupid. Now
party for one.
Out loud.
So it's just you in your house doing a dress rehearsal on your own? Yeah, it does sound weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, bye. Let's play today's Real or No Real. Are these real or not? I'll let you and Chris work that out.
Thousands of Facebook users are up in arms after a bug in the system led to hundreds of private messages being posted on their news feeds.
Oh, what, today? I haven't checked my... Is it today?
No, but Steph, the game's Real or No Real, so this might not be real.
Oh,
this
yeah, is, I remember.
So there's that saving grace before you need...
Before you go
run
rush to your
Facebook. But anyway...
Dressed it as a witch.
Listen, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure you've got nothing to hide there, Steph. So, you know, I'm sure it wouldn't matter.
Well, just imagine. Like, it's not this... Like, it's not horrific, but I'm really weird and I'm not entirely sure.
You don't say.
Everyone reading my weird messages to friends.
Right, but if all your private messages got leaked, how would that go down?
I think my mum would disown me.
Oh, really?
Well, not disown, but she probably wouldn't speak to me for a while.
Excellent.
I think or just pretend not to know me.
I think the problems come if they're all released. So it's all the ones from like 2008 or 2009, whenever Facebook started.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you're a different person then, you know? Or I think that's where it gets tricky.
Mm.
Just because it'd be exes and stuff.
Yeah, exes. Or like people you've blocked and... Or people that block you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no, there's definitely going to be people that block me.
Can you imagine if this happened with Twitter and all the DMs? Can you imagine? Can you imagine people would be so panicked?
What are your DMs like?
Mine are fine. I've got nothing to hide.
Me
I'm
too.
Good.
Oh, yeah. All right. You answered too quickly there, Scott. Hold up.
All right.
But do we think this is real or no real, Steph? What are you saying?
I think it's no real. I think I'd know about it.
Okay, so thousands of Facebook users are up in arms after a bug in the system led to hundreds of private messages being posted on their news feed. Chris?
Well, I think you'd see The Office going mad with people running around desperately trying to solve this, so I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Thankfully, it is made up, but a video featuring people reading their very first Facebook posts has gone viral.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, cringe.
And next.
Australians love cats so much that Sydney Opera House is screening a 24-hour cat compilation video.
What are the cats doing?
Well, just a video
just
of cats.
Just cats, innit?
What, just like sitting there, like paint drying, but cats. Like
yeah.
Licking their paws.
Yes, that.
Or like doing funny things.
I would have thought you were into this, Steph.
Why would you think that?
How rude.
Struck me as a cat person, like someone who watched cats all day.
What?
Dressed in a Halloween outfit.
No, I don't do that.
You've got the best laugh ever.
You love life.
Like Frank Bruno laugh. No. I don't actually own a cat. You own cats. Or I don't own any animals.
Don't own a cat? You don't lease one.
Is that what they're called?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you own a cat.
Has Friday started early for you?
What
have you been at work today?
Say?
Honey, you on the Prosecco's?
No, I am at work. What do you say? How do you own a cat?
How do you own a cat?
What do you say then? I just have one.
You can
I
say
have
you
a
own,
cat.
Own a cat.
Do you own it? Don't you?
Yes.
I don't have pets.
What part of this is difficult for you to get?
This is going out across the whole of the UK right now.
I'm actually not that stupid, but apparently it would appear I am today. I think it's the pressure. I feel a bit hot. I'm a bit clammy.
Anyway, Sydney Opera House, 24-hour cat compilation video. It's happening on the big screen at the Opera House. Is that real or no real, Steph?
Real.
I'm going to go... I don't know anymore. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
True. It's part of Binge Fest, a 24-hour overnight event dedicated to binge watching at the Opera House. And
yay.
Finally,
rapper Drake is boycotting all of his university shows after he visited Drake University in America to find that none of the students knew who he was.
How cool that he's got his own university.
That bit's true. There is actually a university.
None of it could be true, or any of it could be true.
Yeah, he's saying he visited Drake University. Have you ever heard of a place called Drake, though, Steph?
No. Does that exist?
Well, I don't know. It's real or no real, you see.
Do you know what, Steph? You're getting a lot of love on Twitter and text right now. I like this one from Georgie in Bristol. Steph is my spirit animal.
Oh, I love that film. Oh, is it a book? It's a book too, isn't it?
What
I like the book. There's a book, the compass. what's it called? Golden Compass.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a film and a book.
Yeah.
So, okay, what do we reckon? I think loads of people would recognise Drake if he turned up at the university. So I find that hard to believe.
It doesn't exist.
Don't think it exists?
No, it can't do. What do they learn there?
At university?
Yeah.
All of his songs.
All of the songs and, like, dance moves.
Yeah.
Did you go to university, Steph? No, I'm just intrigued.
I didn't actually go, but thanks for asking.
I was just wondering if...
I think we need to get you on all the time.
Lost with this. You're the best.
I mean, okay. Do you want to... I don't think it's real.
Okay.
Oh, she's awesome.
Okay. And Chris?
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
That one is no real.
No.
Yeah,
but students at Drake University in Iowa successfully campaigned for the rapper to visit their campus. Unfortunately, by the time he arrived at 1:30 a.m, only one student was awake, snapped a picture of himself in front of the Drake University sign, and then just went back home. One person was awake to meet Drake.
Lad.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20, and rightfully so, Steph, you win. You've got 30.
Oh.
You need to be on so much more. You're amazing.
Like, people have to put up with me like this.
Oh.
I don't want this to end.
No, I know.
Let's give it to the charts.
I feel a bit sad.
I felt the love from you both.
Do you want to do the official chart as well with Greg?
Just do it all.
Just laugh your way through it.
Sounds a bit exhausting.
It is, actually. It's counting backwards quite hard. Love you, bye.
The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are your Friday best bits. We're back Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.